when we come on to this time period, we know quite a lot about Australopithecus afarensis, and we have a contemporaneous form called Kenyanthropus. So again, even here, apparently two distinct forms. And this one is pretty well known from partial skeletons, and we can see that this creature, although it walked upright, was still in many respects quite ape-like, and we imagine that its way of life was fundamentally ape-like. As we move on, we still have this rather, if you like, ape-like phase. We're talking about essentially apes that were walking upright, but some of them became quite specialized. And here we've got dietary adaptations, where we have an enlargement of the molar and premolar teeth, probably to eat small hard food objects, and these are the robust Australopithecines. They seem to be a separate lineage that died out somewhat over 1 million years ago.